Monsters. Such a broad term. Monsters could be anything, really. Cryptid, alien, ghost, animal, or even a human. Any being or entity that frightens us and shakes up our social order. In the case of the Flatwoods Monster, was there a good reason for its witnesses to be frightened? What was Braxy, the entity affectionately named after Braxton County, West Virginia?
I thought it was named after
Tony Braxton. Was it a lost traveler from space? An undiscovered creature? A dimension-crossing entity? Or a barn owl? Hear the story of the Braxton County Monster, the Phantom of Flatwoods, on this Learning to Curse.
Curses.
Learning to Curse. Learning to Curse.
Welcome to the classroom of Learning to Curse. I am your host, Adam, coming at you from Phoenix, Arizona. And joining me from Tempe, Arizona, my wonderful co-hosts.
Chuck.
Frisbee.
And.
Dukes.
Dukes. And today we are talking about the Flatwoods Monster. But first, get more from the curse on all of our social media platforms. Follow and subscribe on Facebook groups, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And email us at learningcurse@gmail.com to join our mailing list. Send us questions, fan mail, hate mail, and your own personal paranormal stories. We want to hear from you.
Send us your junk mail.
There you
just
go. Forward all of your junk mail
to us. Send it to us at our P.O. Box at 420 North 4th Street, Phoenix, Arizona.
85040.
Yeah, 85040. Remember that address, folks. Send us your junk mail.
Now do it.
Do it.
Do it. The story of Flatwoods Monster.
I know.
It was nearly the end of summer in the West Virginia town of Flatwoods in Braxton County. On the night of September 12th, 1952, a group of locals may have witnessed an otherworldly being that would become known by many as the Flatwoods Monster.
Yummy.
What the fuck is all that? At 7:15 p.m., siblings Edward and Fred May, along with their friend Tommy Heyer, claimed to witness a bright, fiery object cross the sky and land on the property of local farmer.
And their other friend June April was there as well.
The boys went to the May home to tell the May brothers' mother, Kathleen.
My brother's mother.
What they had seen. Mother's mother. Kathleen and the three boys, along with local children Neil Nunley and Ronnie Shaver, and.
Wow.
I'm surprised I didn't get a Shaver joke. Wow! And West Virginia National Guardsman 17-year-old Eugene Lemon went to the Fisher farm to investigate the object that the boys had seen. When they arrived at the top of the hill where they witnessed the landing of the sky-streaking object, Nunley claimed the group saw a pulsing red light. Lemon aimed a flashlight in the direction and momentarily saw a tall, quote, man-like figure with a round red face surrounded by a pointed hood-like shape. Descriptions varied. In an article for Fate magazine based on his tape-recorded interviews, UFO writer Gary Barker described the figure as approximately 10 feet tall, with a round blood-red face, a large pointed hood-like shape around the face, eye-like shapes which emitted greenish-orange, which is fucking weird, greenish-orange. Anyways.
It's my favorite color.
Greenish-orange, yeah, greenish-orange light, and a dark black or green body. Kathleen May described the figure as having small claw-like hands.
It was a raccoon.
Clothing-like folds. A raccoon. Case closed. Clothing-like folds and a head that resembled the Ace of Spades. According to the story, when the figure made a hissing sound and glided toward the group, Lemon screamed and dropped his flashlight, causing the group to run away. The group said they had smelled a pungent mist.
Mm.
And some later said they were nauseated.
It was the black mist.
The local sheriff, right? Exactly. It followed them. Decades earlier. No. The local sheriff and a deputy had been investigating reports of a crashed aircraft in the area.
Wow.
And they searched the site of the reported monster, but, quote, saw, heard, and smelled nothing. So they say. According to Barker's account, the next day, A. Lee Stewart Jr. of the Braxton Democrat claimed to discover skid marks in the field and an old gummy deposit, which were subsequently UFO enthusiast groups as evidence of a saucer landing. This was later debunked as they found the skid marks were a match for a truck.
Ooh.
Wait, hold on. So there's basically a mushroom head figure and there's there's a mist coming out of it. It's pungent. And there's skid marks. And there's
odd like gummy moist deposit. Leaves.
A moist, what do you say, greasy deposit or whatever?
I'll leave you a greasy deposit.
Odd gummy deposit.
But after it was a penis, do I get my
interdimensional penis monster. Some investigators said that they had indeed smelled an unusual smell or odor. In addition to this, it was said that the trees in the immediate area were singed at the tops and that some of the branches were actually broken. This was cause for evidence that something came down upon them. Yeah, it was the dick
something
monster.
Something come upon them?
Anyways.
Yeah. Someone came in a condom?
It was also noted that while the sketches weren't highly detailed, all the witnesses drew very similar pictures of what they claimed to see that night. Eventually, an official explanation was released stating that the event was a combination of a bright meteor and an illusion, chalking it up as a psychological case. According to former news editor Holt Byrne, newspaper stories were carried throughout the country, radio broadcasts were carried on large networks, and hundreds of phone calls were received from all parts of the country. The National Press Services rated the story number 11 of the year. A minister from Brooklyn came to question the May family. A Pittsburgh paper sent a special reporter. UFO and Fortean writers like Gary Barker and Ivan T. Sanderson arrived to investigate. Fortean being a term to describe phenomena that American writer and researcher Charles Hoy Fort investigated. He specialized in anomalous phenomena.
Phenomena.
So, after investigating the case in 2000, Joe Nickel of the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry concluded that the bright light in the sky reported by witnesses on September 12th was most likely a meteor, that the pulsating red light was likely an aircraft navigation hazard beacon, and that the creature described by witnesses closely resembled an owl. Now, I'm going to get to why they think that here in a little bit. You'll see.
All right.
Nickel suggested that witnesses' perceptions were distorted by their heightened state of anxiety, which I could see that. Nickel's conclusions are shared by a number of other investigators, including those of the Air Force. But here's the thing. The Air Force was behind Project Blue Book, and anyone who knows about Project Blue Book knows that they were actually going out and intentionally debunking a lot of stories. So anyways, we'll get to that later. The night of the September 12th sighting, a meteor had been observed across three states, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. According to Nickel, three flashing red aircraft beacons were also visible from the area of the sightings, which could account for descriptions of a pulsating red light and even the red tint on the face of the supposed monster. Nickel concluded that the shape, movement, and sounds reported by witnesses were also consistent with the silhouette, flight pattern, and call of a startled barn owl perched on a tree limb, leading researchers to conclude that foliage beneath the owl may have created the illusion of the lower portions of the creature, described as being like a pleated green skirt. Researchers also concluded that the witnesses' inability to agree on whether the creature had arms, combined with Kathleen May's report of it having small claw-like hands which extended in front of it, also matched the description of a barn owl
nipples.
With its talons gripping a tree branch. What's that?
I said there were his nipples.
Oh. According to skeptic Ryan Haupt, even though the local boy Max Lockard admitted he'd driven around the site hoping to see something in his Chevy truck, this is what I was talking about with the truck earlier, paranormal investigators concluded that the tracks, oily residue, and bits of rubbery substance may have been left by the creature and not the truck. Haupt explains nausea reported by some of the witnesses as symptoms consistent with hysteria and overexertion. Now, that's what I was talking about earlier. They were trying to cite the skid marks, which were clearly by a vehicle, and the oily residue as being
oil from the truck.
Proof that it was like some kind of UFO or a creature out there. They did even further studies later it was a truck. It was definitely a truck that caused those, yeah. And it was actually that skeptic Ryan Hopp was saying that one of the local boys, Max Lockhart, even admitted, like, yeah, I was driving around. I wanted to see something.
How is a UFO going to have, like, Goodyear tires?
Yeah.
If you're putting it on a truck that you're going to take out hunting, would that be Goodwill Hunting?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But hey, got a question for you just real quick to side chain.
Yes.
Is it raining where you are?
Right now? I don't think so.
It's pouring over here.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll probably get here in a little bit. It was pouring like crazy yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the legacy of the Flatwoods Monster. The monster actually appears in various video games, such as The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask, Space Harrier 2, Amagon, and Fallout 76.
Okay.
They're actually not so much that it was a creature inspired by the Flatwoods Monster, but like a complete ripoff of what the kids and the mother were describing. Yeah. And I say kids because that National Guardsman, he was actually a kid too.
He was only
17.
Okay.
Yeah, the National Guardsman that went out there and went out there with the boys and the mother was actually a 17-year-old.
Damn.
Local officials have erected a Welcome to Flatwoods, Home of the Green Monster sign on the route leading into town. So they... In celebration of the legend, the Braxton County Convention and Visitors Bureau built a series of 5 tall chairs in the shape of the monster to serve as landmarks and visitor attractions.
Yeah.
The town of Flatwoods also houses a museum. We should go check this out. Pretty fun.
Yeah.
They actually have a museum dedicated to the monster legend and offers promotional merchandise. The Bureau rewards visitors who photograph all 5 chairs with free Braxy stickers. As part of their ongoing promotion.
Was it named after Tony Braxton?
Apparently there's 5... Tony Braxton, yes. Uh-huh. Apparently there's 5 chairs that are made in... Like, remember that Jesus chair that we saw?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but the Flatwoods Monster. And apparently there's 5 of them all spread out throughout the town. Mm-hmm. And I guess some of them are actually hard to find. But if you could find all 5 of them, they'll give you free stickers.
Is it like like a Easter egg hunt? Like a live action?
Pretty much. A Flatwoods Easter egg hunt. The monster legend is celebrated every year when the town of Flatwoods holds its annual festival called Flatwoods Days. The 3-day festival is a weekend of live music and food and craft and vendors. And that, my friends, brings us to our Flatwoods point.
Flat.
Woods.
Monster.
Flatline.
And we're back.
And we're back. Yeah, we're back.
We're talking about the Flatworm Monster. We're here with Adam.
See, I told you
Hold on.
I told you I'd keep this one short.
All right, everybody, we're back. Here in studio, we have Adam talking to us about the Flatworm's Monster. Right? So, Adam, you were talking about it earlier in the show. So, this Flatworm's Monster, right? It licks buttholes. Is that what you were saying?
No.
Ah! What does it look like?
I heard he told you.
Yeah, he already told
us. We'll go back over it, though. I actually sent you guys pictures.
I know what it looks like. It has that penis head, that diamond-shaped head.
The ace of spades head.
Orange-ish blue, whatever the fuck.
To our listeners, you can do a quick Google search to see images of the Flatwood Monster. There are different interpretations of it.
Or you can go to our Facebook group. Version,
or you could go to our Facebook group. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Go join up right now. We'll wait.
Rip. I don't see you clicking buttons.
All right, that should be enough time for you to have found it and enjoyed. A real quick side note. Mm-hmm. This topic was actually covered on an episode of the show Project Blue Book. Mm. Project Blue Book actually, in real life, investigated this case in their early days after the incident was reported to the Air Force, since Project Blue Book was attached to the Air Force, mm-hmm. obviously.
The Earth is flat.
It was actually said by J. Allen Hynek of Project Blue Book that he thought about the case a lot over the years and really couldn't conclude one way or the other. Now, there was an official report. They debunked it as saying it was an owl, like I was saying,
mm-hmm.
and a meteor. But he really thought, you know, hard about that. Yeah, exactly.
What the owl, this an owl does not have a diamond-shaped head.
It was upside down.
What's that? Well, there are theories on that. We'll get to the owl here in a second, because they do make a really good case for the owl being a plausible explanation for it. But I have a counter argument to that too.
Is it like a large, as far as a meteor-sized owl?
Right. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Basically, after this event, I mean, you have with the Mothman and other cryptids and alien abductions and visitations and all that, you have ongoing. Witnesses throughout the years. Now, since 1952, allegedly there hasn't been another sighting of this creature. Mm-hmm. However,
it died.
There have been Well, yeah, there have been a couple cases where people after the fact had said, "Oh yeah, I saw that too." There was actually two cases, and in fact, there was a mother and a daughter who allegedly saw this thing right before these kids saw the creature, the alleged creature, and apparently it sent the daughter into a hospital for 3 weeks. But I mean, did they really see it, or are they retrofitting what they've experienced to being the same thing? Or is it just bandwagon effect? That's a possibility too. So today I'm not really going to look at those other cases, as there were only a couple. But there was an interesting case the very next day, the wee hours actually of that night. There was a UFO sighting. They had seen a UFO leaving Braxton County, leaving Flatwoods around 6 a.m. Somebody had reported that.
I'm looking up the chairs right now.
The chairs are pretty dope. I actually put those pictures in our little chat. And I'll definitely put all of these pictures up with this episode.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the pictures right now. That's what I was trying to do right now.
Cool. Now, one thing I noticed, now while you're looking at the picture, and also to our audience listening, if you get a chance to look at the pictures, one thing I really noticed about it is it's a very 50s style description.
It looks like a bottle of Mrs. Butterworth.
You look like a bottle of Mrs.
Right?
Butterworth.
Exactly. She's wearing a mask. She's wearing a gingerbread face mask.
What is it?
But and with an ace of spades on her head. But here's the thing. I mean, the look of it, the way they described it, it looks very 50s. So on the one hand, you could argue, okay, these kids are just like watching some science fiction. Oh, wow. And they're okay. Applying that to whatever they saw out there with pareidolia, because they're describing it in a very 50s way. The way it looked, like the pleated dress. Skirt that it was allegedly wearing, and just the whole look of it just looks very, right? It's a very long kilt. However, to a counter argument to that would be, I mean, you got like Ezekiel's wheel, right?
I do not.
That whole story.
I gave that back.
No, well, the whole story of that, it's like, okay, this is in the 50s, and maybe that was just them describing the best they could what they saw. Mm-hmm. So of course, they're going to relate it to 50s style things.
Sure.
So there's that
like
too.
Like folklore.
So, I mean, there's exactly. Now there are updated renderings. Like people, other artists have sketched what they thought this thing might look like, and obviously it's more up to date, more modernized, more contemporary look for the creature and stuff. But that's probably the case, though. I mean, whatever they saw, they were trying to describe it as best as they could based on things they can compare it to of their time.
Mm-hmm.
So. Let's see, what else? Okay, so to get to that, you guys want to talk about the owl?
Yeah.
The whole owl theory? All right. Now, they do make a really good case about the whole owl thing. I watched a video, because before they were just saying, oh yeah, it was just the way it hissed was very owl-like. The fact that
owls
now I've
hiss.
Never known.
Yeah.
They can hiss when they feel threatened.
Owls.
Also, they were saying that it flew towards them. This thing, they said that this thing was flying. Not only was it tall, like roughly 10 feet tall, this thing was floating towards them. Now, it's very possible that it could have been an owl. Just,
it was an owl
freaking
in a trench
out,
coat.
Trying to defend itself, and it just flew towards them. But maybe once the owl flew towards them and the boy dropped the flashlight, they did not see that it was separating from whatever it was perched on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, I don't know that I never knew this, but they're trying to say one of the comparisons in the picture, and I'll put this up on our Facebook page. They were saying that this owl, that there are owls that are 6 feet tall.
No, there aren't.
I've never fucking seen it, but
no,
I mean, I'm not denying it. I'm not doubting it.
You don't know for sure they're not.
Yeah.
There might have been before humans were walking around all prominent and shit.
Yeah.
Then we ate them all.
Yeah. We ate them, motherfuckers.
So, is it possible that it was just a really large owl, and they exaggerated the size because it was so large?
No, it was three owls standing on top of each other wearing a trench coat.
It was a totem pole,
right? It was doing the hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Yeah,
hoot no evil.
Hoop no evil.
Have you heard of the Pope Lick Monster?
Oh,
yes.
No, that sounds very.
I know.
Wow. I don't want to look at the Pope.
So as far as the whole owl thing, they did give that that explanation that it was probably an owl a barn owl that was threatened.
His behavior was owl pellet.
that the owl was behaving in a way that if it were an owl, it was behaving in a way that it was being defensive because of the people being there. Also, the red glow and the fact that it might have been a meteor that downed the trees in the area. Uh-huh. That too could have, you know,
caused the glow,
heightened their anxiety and caused the glow on this owl. Now, as far as another video that I saw about this theory, mm-hmm. they actually made a good point in this. They were actually showing a video of an owl, mm-hmm. well, three owls actually, and getting in that threatened position, getting in that defensive mode. And what they do is they'll dip their head down close to where their feet are, pushing the rest of their feathers and their body up, mm-hmm. above their head.
Yeah.
Now that they say that could have caused that Ace of Spades look.
Yeah.
Above the head of the owl.
Ace of Spades.
And as far as the eyes, they were saying the eyes were circular, right? Like two little dots. Well, that is very similar to how a barn owl's eyes are. As far as the glow, any trace amounts of light that could have been hitting it could have been making that reflective effect in the eyes.
Definitely.
So is it possible that it was an owl
it was glowing green orange, right?
Yeah.
So like the green could have been like an outer like reflection and the orange have been the shining of the eyes.
Yes.
There you go. That's very possible that was the case.
It's like the aurora borealis just reflecting in the owl's eyes.
Cuz that we all know that is in West Virginia.
Absolutely. Locally.
Out in the West Virginia.
Nowhere else does it exist.
Flatwoods.
I fell in love with the Flatwoods monster girl.
Yep, exactly. Now, my only counter argument to the owl theory is, if owls were indigenous to this area, mm-hmm. right?
Are they not?
How would... Huh?
Are they not?
Well, I don't know that for a fact.
Okay.
I mean, there are owls that are here in Phoenix, but a lot of people wouldn't believe that because they haven't seen them.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But they actually are here.
I've seen them.
Now, here's the thing. If owls do live in the area, mm-hmm. how does not a handful of boys, but also a mother, a group of people? Now, I get the whole heightened anxiety thing, but how does a group of locals all mistake an owl for being this 10-foot tall creature?
Perhaps.
And the way you guys did, you guys see the sketch that the five boys made?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of these sketches that look like 50s
now,
monsters.
Could it be that it was an owl, you know, in defense mode and pushing its body up and creating that point-like above its head?
Well, yeah, it could have also been if the owl's flying towards it. Like, the outspread of the wings could have blended in, mm-hmm. with the background. And
the foliage?
And listen, I got an idea. Right, so the arms are the owl's feet.
Exactly, that's what they were thinking.
Is the tail. The the spade shape is the in between of the wings, not the wings themselves, but the background shining through, but the wings blended into the surroundings. So that's the image, mm-hmm. they saw. Instead of actually putting wings on it, they put that little thing, and that's the moon behind the fucking head of the owl.
We would have to actually look at charts to see
how many people were there again.
13.
13 people will all be
fine.
How many people are there?
Initially there were the two boys, the two brothers that seen it with their friend. They saw this light streaking across the sky. It crashed into this.
No, I don't care about that. About the creature, not about the crash.
No, listen. Huh?
I'm trying to make a point. I just need to know the number of people that saw it.
I'm getting to that. So I'm trying to count it up by going over the story.
Okay, go ahead. You
know, initially, there was the three boys saw the thing crash. On their way to that farm was the two boys' house. So they got their mother. When they got the mother, two other children joined in. Two other local children joined in and went with them. So that, and then also they grabbed a National Guardsman who was also a boy himself.
I just needed a general number.
17.
So about seven or so?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason I'm saying, my point is if there's seven people saying something, they're not all going to be looking at it from the same angle, which means if it was like, you know, a certain angle that it looked like that, it wouldn't look like that to everybody.
Yeah, no matter where the kid was that flashed the flashlight on this creature or alleged creature, everybody else is going to be somewhat spread out. Even if by a foot, they're going to see something
that's
different.
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. That's what I was asking, how many people there were.
And they all swear by their story and agree that that's what they saw. Hmm. However, I still won't rule out pareidolia. It may very well have been pareidolia. But at the same time, it's like, how do that many people, seven individuals, mistake an owl for being something else?
Maybe it kept, like, flying at them to scare them away. And every time somebody was...
But if it were flying at them, at some point you would see that it's not one...
Well, I mean, yeah,
continuous body, that it's an owl.
Or if they just got a glimpse of it and felt that uneasy feeling, like you know something's about to fly over you, but don't necessarily see it, and they catch a glimpse,
and also
of an
they
owl,
drop the
and
flashlight
they, like,
after
just
that,
just either flinch or duck or turn away, and they don't see it fly over them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's possible.
It's very possible.
That, like, the
because they did
it's
say
also
they,
possible,
they did state that
yo,
they dropped the
fucking,
flashlight.
It's a fucking owl, yo.
I think it's an owl.
It's 100% an owl.
You think it's 100% an owl?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this creature they have. And like he said, the hands that they describe
look like little tiny
look
hands.
Like what a bird's
it could have been the talons
would be with the talons, yes. And then the dress would be like you said, the tail, and then like the where the head would be in comparison to the legs. I mean the
top of
the wings when they're doing their little defensive mechanism. I think there's nothing else it could be.
But what made the face red? Was it truly the glowing?
The flashlight.
Of those... but the light's not red.
Yeah, but if you take a flashlight and put it on your hand, it shines red through your hand.
Yeah, but they're not putting it up against the face of this creature.
But it hit the face of this creature.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been anything. You know how, like, I mean, just from the way that when the sun sets, the sky turns pink. That kind of thing.
And they did say this was at dusk.
Yeah. So
this was like towards the end of summer, around 7-something at night. So they would still have a little sunlight.
Mm-hmm. So maybe like there was enough sunlight cutting through in that area for it to look like a red face.
You this are pale face.
Okay, so we talked about the tracks, the skid marks being debunked as a truck. The look of it, you know, very 50s style. It could go either way. It could be that they described it the best they could for that time period. So there was also the fact that they got sick. The symptoms that they all experienced were similar to victims of mustard gas.
Huh. Wow.
But I looked more into this, and they were saying that you can also get those similar symptoms to this
gas.
From suffering from post-traumatic stress. So there you go. Another theory that was put forth was, what if it was a military aircraft?
I thought that theory was put fifth.
Also... when I looked into the meteor, now this was really interesting. Nobody said
shit. Yeah, the meteor is
about
biased,
this.
Man. Don't believe don't believe the mainstream meteor.
No, here's the thing. So a lot of them were saying that there was sightings of a meteor over three states that night. Now, where were the remains of the meteor? Now, they could say that it broke up before hitting the ground.
Okay.
But to find absolutely, I mean, I didn't read anything about evidence of a meteor.
No.
Other than the fact that the top of the trees were obviously
crater.
Singed. Huh? Well, there wasn't a crater.
I know, I'm just kidding.
It was just it was basically the tree branches appeared to be singed at the top, and some of them were broken, as if something hit them from above.
Okay.
Now, if a meteor broke up above it and was just force.
Yeah, it could have been.
Do you think it could do that?
If it were close enough, yeah. I think it's possible. Yeah.
Unless the meteor didn't land there. Now that's
Yeah,
maybe
did
it
they
just
calculate the angle
affected that general area.
Right.
It could have affected that general area, but landed elsewhere or whatever debris was left after it breaking up.
Right.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Or hit the tip of a mountain and now that mountain is looking different, but nobody noticed it before. And...
Exactly. Now, as far as Project Blue Book's involvement, anytime I hear that Project Blue Book was involved in any of these cases, it raises a red flag only because after J. Allen Hynek left Project Blue Book, he basically exposed them that they were actually trying to intentionally debunk all these cases.
Yeah.
Was that their orders or is that what they just decided to do as a group?
That was their orders. Their marching orders were go out there, find a reason to shut this story down. So anytime, itself makes it questionable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we do know that the Air Force did get involved with it for the fact that it was an aerial phenomenon. It was something that came down, whether meteor or not. That's what got them involved initially. Mm-hmm. Project Blue Book shows up and, you know, they deliver the story of it was just an owl, a meteor and an owl.
Yeah. The meatiest owl I've
possible.
Ever seen.
It's very possible. It was just that it could have just been an owl and pareidolia and mm-hmm. heightened anxiety and a meteor.
Four.
Yeah.
Are we at our owl pellet point?
Yes.
Thought we already did that.
No.
We did.
Did we?
Yes, we did. So he said, I told you it was going to be quick.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And then speculation?
Yeah. Yes. I think it's a fucking owl.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I think it's an owl.
Mm-mm. I mean, at first I was like, okay, this looks pretty different. It's different than all the other bullshit you see people see. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
But if you just take those simple shapes down to their simplest form and then think of the effects of pareidolia and you see something like that,
yeah.
and it is something that could be repeatable where other people would see the same shapes flying at them, it's possible. That's yeah. what it looked like when it was sitting on a branch. There's a number exactly. of things that it could have been. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's tell two possible narratives here. Okay.
At the same time?
1952. No.
Oh. That'd be hilarious.
Consecutively. You're not taking this serious.
Yes, I am.
Anyways. Let's tell two different stories here, two different sides. And I think both are very possible.
Mm-hmm.
It was an owl.
Yes, okay? 100%.
Meteor affects the area. Obviously, it doesn't crash land there because there's no crater. They're not finding anything.
But, was this like a forest? Was it like a thick forest or was it like a plains?
Yeah.
Thick forest?
Kind of like... It's West Virginia. It's woods. It's a wooded area.
So it's possible that there was a meteor that hit. They just couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it land? It may have landed somewhere else, but the boys went to where they thought it was because that what they saw was that glowing, that glowing in the distance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll take it back to 1952. These kids and the mother, they show up.
Mm-hmm.
They're freaked out because they see something fall from the sky.
Yeah.
Well, some of them saw it and the others, you know, believed them.
Yeah.
They get up there, they see a pulsing, glowing red light.
Mm.
Right? So they're probably freaked out. Yeah. Then they see this owl, which they didn't probably expect to be there.
Right.
Pareidolia. They assume that whatever it was perched on, that this is the entirety of its body.
Right.
When it starts to fly towards them, like they described. One of the kids drops the flashlight. So they may have not seen the bird actually flying around.
Yeah.
I've seen an owl fly
after initially moving towards them.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I've seen owls and they like swoop. They'll swoop at you.
Yeah, I've seen owls have swooped over my car.
It's part of their defense.
Yeah.
It's part of their defense.
Yeah.
They'll you know, they feel threatened, they'll do that.
Yeah.
But as it started to swoop, he may have dropped the flashlight then and there and didn't see that it was just an owl flying at them. And that, because they did say that they got out of there right after that.
The likely story.
Now, the smell, that could have been from the meteor.
Ooh, that smell.
Or the owl didn't wipe his butt last time he pooped.
Yeah, because exactly. Owls do that. That's why we're running out of toilet paper. All these goddamn owls.
Nasty owl pellets in the area.
Sorry. What were you saying?
The other story, maybe it was a being. Maybe it was something out there for them to be able to describe something, being unanimous on what the thing looked like. However, at the same time, if they had enough time to talk about the event before providing the sketches, they could have gotten the same page subconsciously about what this thing looked like.
But on top of that, it didn't walk towards them. It flew. I said it floated.
It flew, yeah. They said that this thing was like 10 feet tall and it floated towards them. That However, what like flowed...
It's in a tree, 10 feet up in the air.
Yeah, whatever flowed towards them may have just been the bird flying at them and they didn't... Mm-hmm. You know, continue to look.
Real quick.
See that it was just a bird.
When a flashlight hits you, hits a bird, and it's in that defensive stance, and if its tail is down, the reflection from the light hitting the tail can put a reflection going down of.
Yeah, it could have reflected
like shadow going down. Yeah. Make it look like it's like that whole dress.
Big long body. Well, they did say that the body. They said the body or the clothing that this thing was wearing was black or green. So, yeah, it's very possible that it was just casting a shadow.
Yeah.
Boomscase.
Yeah. And with all the other natural light. And they also said that they saw a green glow, right?
A green.
Yeah, in the eyes. Like a green, greenish orange.
Yeah, they saw some gringos.
A gringo. Gringo eyes.
I know.
Orange is the gringo.
Yo, now it's like sunny and beautiful outside. It was like just fucking pouring.
Crazy. It's like blue sky.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is a very crazy.
But we're counting the minutes.
I still think it'd be fun to go to the museum. Wow. I still think it'd be fun to go to this museum at some point.
Yeah.
Just because. Yeah.
No, it would be cool.
I imagine it being like a...
I should ask my sister. Maybe she's been there.
Yeah. Maybe she lives there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't imagine it being very far from where she's at.
I do. I imagine it being very, very far.
From us.
Because, no, it's just only 10 feet to the west, but she chose to go east and go all the way around.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. Anything else we'd like to speculate on with the Flatwoods Monster?
No, I mean, honestly, you're right about it being one of the two things. And for me, I think it's... personally more likely to be
an owl on pareidolia. It's they make a very good case that it was an owl.
Oh yeah. And again, I mean,
my only thing about the owl thing is how did that many people mistake it?
I think Frank's about to
how did seven people misidentify an owl? But
has seven?
There's that.
Well, again, depending on where they were standing, like they say they were spread apart standing, but what if it flew from the right towards the left and they were all standing apart from each other, but in a line with each other and they all looked.
They were all on the right angle to see the same thing.
They were all on the right angle to see
it. That's possible too.
Yeah. Frank's being weird.
Aw. What's he doing?
He's like, turn off all the lights and then he's shining his flashlight weirdly on a piece of paper.
See if it
he's experimenting.
Yo, yeah, he is experimenting. Good job.
Yeah, you know,
he's experimenting.
How did it work?
But this is
in the name of science.
But another thing, if you think about it this way, it's probably not dark enough here for this to work.
That's why I was trying to block everything.
If you shine.
However, it was dusk.
That focal point of the reflection of the tail could also make it look like whatever is behind it. You know how, like, when we're in the city and the lights are so bright that we can't see the stars?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. There's all that underneath the owl, but that fulcrum of where the light is hitting is causing it to...
It's blacking it out.
Yeah. So it makes it look like there's a body underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And if this owl was big enough, any movement from that body could be enough for them to think, okay, yeah, this is all one long thing.
Right.
They don't necessarily see feet moving around.
Well, they also said it floated at them, so they're obviously knowing that it wasn't using any feet. So any body might not even had legs. So
exactly.
Like that
actually, in the description, it just looks like a long
in the movie Kids. I have no legs. I have no legs.
Actually, in the description of it, if you look at the pictures too, it's like there's no feet. It's just this long ass dress thing.
Right.
And it just floats towards them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think not the description of the hands sound a lot like.
But you know what?
It sounds a lot like the description of Talons.
Mm-hmm. But Mrs. Butterworth doesn't have any feet either.
That's true.
Yeah, well, you don't see them.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe this is Mr. Butterworth.
Mr. Butterface.
Oh, Mr. Butternut Squash.
Full circle.
Now, as far as the object that they saw streaking across the sky, I mean, there were a lot of reports of a meteor. Mm-hmm. And even their description of it was like a fiery ball.
Real quick, what year was this again?
It was meteor. It was cheesier.
1952.
I can't hear you. What?
1952. So, I mean...
So there was no... There
we
was,
were at the
there
height
was no
of,
cell phones.
It was Sputnik.
There yeah. were there were we, telephones, we were at though, the, right?
Yeah. There,
yeah.
Yeah.
And we were also at the height of UFO hysteria, like everybody reporting UFOs. Mm-hmm.
From
so,
like, what,
I mean,
1949?
There's that too, so...
No, 44?
Yeah, exactly. Well, 47 was Roswell. Yeah. And before that, you had the Kingman crash, which I believe preceded that.
Right. And then there's that tapestry from like 1346 that people are trying to shoehorn in.
What's that?
I was just kidding.
Tapestry.
Yeah.
But yeah, actually, we have to do an episode on the Kingman, Arizona UFO
Why?
Crash.
Why?
Because.
That was an interesting,
it's interesting
one too. And Roswell.
Yeah.
Damn it. We haven't even done Roswell yet. We'll do it. We're going to do it.
In season 5.
Yeah.
Episode number.
Not playing. But. Guys at home and girls, tell us what you think. Do you think it was just a case of pareidolia? Do you think it was an owl, like they say? Or do you think there was an actual creature out there?
Or do you think it was Mrs.
Or Mrs. Butterworth?
Mr. Butterworth.
Someone was dressed up as Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was
an alien.
Yeah.
It could have been
an alien was surfing a meteor to Earth and dressed like Mrs. Butterworth.
I was gonna say if there were pictures of it, which there aren't, I don't think. It was all like word of mouth drawing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
A replication.
Yeah, all anecdote.
But it's like could it have been like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's nieces? How they made those little fairy things? Or maybe it weren't his nieces, but he like believed the story. But those sisters who took the pictures of the fairies, but it was little cutout pictures that they created and put up in the trees and stuff and in the bushes and took pictures.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and it turned out to be a complete hoax, but Sir Arthur Conan Doyle completely believed them. Could it have been something like that where, like, there was just somebody trying to make something to be like that?
I mean, in that area.
And remember,
first, the chicken or the egg?
We thought of that as a. We thought of that
Hopefully
as a possibility with. we thought that was a possibility with the Dover Demon too. Remember?
What?
That it was somebody else's hoax, but the kids believed
it. Yeah, but my thing is this: like, what came first? Like the, as far as the Mothman,
the
Mothman, or this thing, or you know, in that area.
Mothman was before this, I believe.
Okay, so you know, maybe it's a town over. They might want to, like, hey, we want to have something cool too.
We want our own thing. Well, here's the thing that would actually debunk that. It was actually decades before they started utilizing this story for as a tourist to make their town like a tourist attraction.
No, yeah, but like, possibly like by the time the Flatwoods Monster thing was going on or started up, the Mothman had already been going on, and they're like, man, we want to have a thing like that. So we're going to, bunny quotes, see something.
We want Braxy.
Yeah.
The townspeople actually call this thing Braxy.
Oh, wow. He lost a lot of numbers.
After Braxton County.
Well, I think it's a fucking owl.
It's a fucking owl. There's two owls.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's go into Poe.
Yeah. Possibly of
it. Audience, do tell us what you think it is on Facebook, any social media of ours, or email. Let us know. We're going into Poe with this. Dukes says it is bullshit.
No, I didn't say it's bullshit.
An owl.
I said it's a fucking owl. It exists.
The case of it being an alien or a cryptid is bullshit.
No, the thing is, the Poe scales is possibility of existence, not possibility of alienness.
possibility of existence of it being a paranormal.
No, that's thing. Adjectives.
That's the whole point.
No, because
that's the whole point of the Poe scale. Probability of existence. Yeah, Bigfoot, all of this exists.
Is
then.
Bigfoot an alien?
Maybe
this has to be an alien. Why can't it just be?
There's some high strangeness cases where people have seen Bigfoots getting out of UFOs.
Yeah. No, but I get what Adam said. Like, as far as it being a thing, I think we already kind of go over that in the speculation station. Of
it definitely exists. As
probability of existence. Yeah, all of it exists.
But whether or not
something has to be something.
What our likelihood of putting it on a paranormal level?
But supposedly paranormal doesn't exist. You know what I mean? In the long run.
That's just what we're calling it.
No, I'm trying to figure it out because, I mean, if you say Bigfoot exists, you say Bigfoot exists.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he's a paranormal thing because guess what? If you say an antelope exists, yeah. It's not a paranormal thing. It's because no one ever discovered an antelope before.
Right. And that's why we talk
as
about
yet it, proven it, so, to exist, so it's paranormal.
Right. So anything that for me, I
just
think
like cryptozoology
exists naturally. If it even turns out to be a weird thing, like what people would describe as being an alien or a ghost, and we discover its complete unfalsifiable existence,
then it's no longer paranormal.
It's not paranormal.
Yeah.
It exists.
Exactly.
But ahead of that it's happening, normal. A cryptid without the proof. Is paranormal.
So yeah. We're trying to see if it's not.
Do you
something.
Think it's a paranormal thing? If such a thing is to exist, if we
undiscovered thing.
If they said it was there and it started walking towards them, then I'm more thinking it was a paranormal thing. But then I'm saying it flew at their ass,
right.
And then I'm looking at like you said, like when you do graphic design. You can just make something, or you could take and make something with shapes. Like if you look almost any major logo, their logo basically it's like a bunch of shapes, circles and squares that are put together to make that shape, and then you know they make the shape out of it. So my point is, long story short, is like how Chuck said, if you look at the basic shapes of what it looks like. You take the circle here, you put the triangle where the tail is at, you put this the diamond shape where the wings are at. That's a good way of looking at things. Taking something what it looks like and then look at the shapes and then how is the shape could also be something else. And by doing that
and how it can relate to other things in the area.
Yes, right. Or things that we already know that are true.
And that's the way my mind thinks.
Yeah, and it looks like an owl. Look like that owl. Yeah. I saw a flying owl like this. It was in the defensive, and it's flying, and I saw the tail.
Right.
It looked exactly like the picture of that fucking creature.
When I saw that first picture of the alien-looking thing that the kids described, and it was a drawing, honestly, it looked like what my mind would come up with for a simplified image to show a bird of prey flying at you.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally, like, what it looks like to me.
So that's why I say it is an owl. Therefore, it'd be low on the possibility of existence in a paranormal sense.
Right.
But exactly. I do think it's as high as they just see something and it's some bullshit is a fucking owl.
Yeah.
I honestly think they
legitimately were spooked by something that was physically there. However, it may have not been something paranormal.
Right. And even if it were not an owl, if it's something that could have looked like that to somebody else.
A marsupial.
To somebody else could have looked like something else. Like I've talked about before where my kids will look up in the clouds and one of them will say they see, oh, look, an alligator. It looks like an alligator. And the other one argues with them.
Classic
like,
paraboli.
No, it doesn't. It looks like a fucking hippopotamus. You know what I mean? And it's like from your different
perspective. When really there's no argument.
It may have, your mind may have caught on to a different pattern.
Yes.
But they're both right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a cloud.
Yeah.
It looks like a Flatwoods monster.
Right. It looks exactly like a Flatwoods monster, Mama. Look at it. I saw it. I told you about it. I was talking about it earlier when we was on our drive over here. And I was like, did you see that green thing flying through the sky? And you were like, yeah, I saw that green thing flying through the sky. And then we were going over here and we see this Flatwoods monster. We knew exactly what it was. First time we saw it. True story.
Mrs. Butterworth.
There you go.
Yes.
That's who it was.
In her bucket of parts. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm just thinking, like, even if it were not a live animal that were there, they could have seen something.
It could have been a tree branch. Yeah. Tree branches making, like, arms.
Exactly. It could have been, like, I've looked through, the woods, and I've seen, like, different trees where it looks like there's a face just because of the pattern. And it's like, oh, wow, that if I didn't know any better, that would creep the crap out of me. But I can tell what it is just by, you know, a more...
deeper.
More than a, more than a cursory glance.
Yeah.
So, a learning
And alternatively, you can look into the woods.
Yeah.
And alternatively, you can look into the woods and see... no living creatures, just other than plant life.
Right, and
but if you were to point, like, to get a heat signature, pointing devices at that area, all of a sudden you can see it light up with animals that you can't see because they're camouflaged. Right. So there's also that too. That being said, I mean, largely whatever this thing was could have been camouflaged by the foliage, and then in turn also having the foliage look like parts of its body.
Yeah. I mean, it could have just been like a lemur face. Or like our equivalent, like a
with
raccoon
the round eyes.
Or some shit.
Yeah.
And
they got round eyes.
Yeah.
They got round eyes.
They got the black eyes. They're bandits.
I think Poe skill for me to button this down.
Button it up.
I would say low possibility. Not 100%. Impossible that it's a paranormal phenomena, but I would say very low on the postcode.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, again, like they may or may not have seen something. That even their story is, you know, debatable. Like, other than like having somebody have taken a picture or something, some other type of evidence that we could see, or has there been multiple sightings? Was this the one and only sighting?
Well, that's the thing. After the fact, after this story broke, there were no further sightings, but there were retroactively fit, in my opinion, stories from other people saying that they had seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can easily dismiss those as, oh, you hear this story over here, and then it's bandwagon effect. Or they're just likening whatever weird thing they saw to that.
Or both. Or, you know, subconsciously they're even... like, oh, I saw that too, but they fucking didn't. Like, they saw something that looked completely different, but hearing that description,
retroactively,
it in
they're making
their
it out
their memory.
To be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I think something was seen,
dun, dun,
but.
Dun.
That.
What that something was.
Was a fucking owl.
Question.
Yeah, and especially see, nothing else. I think it was an owl. If they saw anything.
Yeah. They saw something.
Most likely. Most likely.
Right, but again, that's something that can't even be substantiated.
Well, it can if multiple people saw it. More of a chance.
Even still, like seven
more
people.
More of a chance.
Especially if these seven people
But
may
you
have
saw had seven
had,
people misidentified.
Yeah. Yes, but they saw something. They.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, no one knows for sure, but I'm saying there's it's more believable if there's more people have seen it.
It's also
there's
possible
only one.
If there were multiple adults there and the kids were
there were
suggestible. Maybe, or the other kids are suggesting.
There was the mother, and the other guy was 17, so he's almost an adult.
The mother didn't like the children. She hates them, so she's going
to
go against what they say.
So she's trying to scare them.
She wasn't going against them, so her saying what they say, that's more believable because she usually hates them.
Yeah.
So there it is that.
That is true.
Owl.
Her kids were out running around in the fucking... It was the early evening, but still, they were out running around in the evening.
Early?
And they only thought to come home because they wanted to tell mama.
Yeah.
Chuck, what do you say post-scale?
I'm the same.
Chuck, what do you say about the post-scale for this?
Yeah.
Same.
Mine's gonna...
This is two episodes we agreed on in a row.
Right? What's happening? What is that thing that the...
We're
collective,
influencing one
collective
another.
Consciousness.
Yes.
The collective unconscious.
The collective regurgitation.
Yes. Mm. It's bullshit.
The collective bovine fecal matter.
Which is my favorite.
Now to make sure, when we do this the next episode, to get three, to legitimately
get
three
a
in a row
Are we
that we
get a
actually
turkey?
All agree on. No, we got to legitimately agree I mean, to legitimately believe that we all agree three times in a row, we just have to come up with our answer and then just boom, all say it at once.
But would that mean we get a turkey?
For the Pope,
like,
for the next
like
episode.
In bowling.
Yes. Turkey! Jive, turkey! All right.
Yeah, we're gonna get a,
let's go wrap this episode up. What do you guys think of the Flatwoods Monster?
Right. So, yeah, no, I think that's what we should do from now on. If any three episodes, we all three agree 100% three episodes in a row.
We send one of our fans
a turkey.
A jive turkey. And we send one of our fans a turkey.
That fan would be me. I'm a fan.
Because by the time it gets to them, it'll be thawed out and they could cook it right away.
Boom. So, yeah, I don't think that it's a high likely of it being a high likelihood of it being a paranormal thing.
Sleepy Cameron, you can have a turkey.
Yeah. Sleepy fuck.
Not even tired.
I didn't know your name was Cameron. All right, well, let's go wrap this episode up of Learning to Curse.
.com.
Class
is
in session.
DS is here.